Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon.
And today we're going to be taking you to a room full of idioms.
What? That's not very polite.
Excuse me?
Who are you calling a room full of idiots?
I didn't say a room full of idiots. I said a room full of idioms.
Oh, I see. Okay, so where is this room?
Well, our students can see a picture of the room in this month's A Plus magazine. So everyone, look at the picture and try to count how many English idioms are shown in the picture. There are quite a few.
Don't worry if you can't count them all. In today's article, we're going to tell you what they are and also what they mean.
Yes, that's quite important. It's hard to guess the meaning of an idiom. You have to learn the whole phrase, just like a vocabulary word.
Yeah, so we'll give you a few moments to look at the picture, and then we'll meet two people who are going to use the idioms in a conversation.
Okay.
A room full of idioms.
Look at this picture of a room. How many idioms do you see in this picture?Couch potato. Helen is lying on the couch. Anthony walks in the room.
Hey, stop being a couch potato. I need your help with something.
Okay, okay. What is it?
I have to give a presentation at work tomorrow. Let me practice on you.
A picture is worth 1,000 words.Anthony gives a presentation on his computer.
What did you think?
There's too much writing. You need more pictures. After all, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Good point. I'll make some changes.
A big fish.
Why are you giving this talk?
An important manager will be in the office tomorrow. She's a big fish.
Practice, 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 practiced, practiced. Our teacher wants us to practice speaking English in our free time. Our teacher wants us to practice speaking English in our free time. Writing, writing.My eyes are getting worse. I can't read the writing on the screen. My eyes are getting worse. I can't read the writing on the screen. Manager, manager. The customer will like to speak to the manager about some problems.The customer would like to speak to the manager about some problems. Office, office. The last person to leave the office must turn off all the lights. The last person to leave the office must turn off all the lights.
The article starts with the instruction, look at this picture of a room. How many idioms do you see in the picture? So, what is an idiom? Well, it is a group of words that has a particular meaning. Could be as small as just one word, could be a whole sentence. Now, the meaning isn't always related to the actual words, so as I said, you have to learn them. As for why an idiom has its meaning, it's just happened over time. People started using this idiom, this way of talking, then more people did, and then it entered the English language. Now, some come from books, and some come from various different parts of the world, and some come from special times or events or places. But now, native speakers will generally understand them, so they're good to learn.
Yeah, 所以 idiom 就是惯用语的意思，它可以是一个词或者是一整句话，那它有一个字面上的意思，那也有一个隐身的含义。那隐身的含义是怎么来的呢？它可能是从一本书啦，或者是有可能是从别的语言传过来的，那大家引用来引用去啊，久而久之就变成我们习惯的惯用语啦。那今天呢，我们即将会学到很多有趣的 English idioms 哦，而且它们都藏在这张神秘的图里面哦。
Okay, so now we've seen the picture, we can meet Helen and Anthony, who are in this room. And we see that Helen is lying on the couch, very relaxed, and Anthony walks into the room.
好啦。
Or Anthony walks in the room.
Yeah.好啦，那现在我们看到图中呢有两个人 ，Helen 呢她正赖在沙发上面，那 Anthony 呢他看起来倒是有一点坐立难安，走来走去的。
And Anthony says, "Hey, stop being a couch potato."
Couch potato.
And there is our first idiom. So a couch potato is someone who sits on the couch and watches TV.All day, only moving when they really have to.
Yeah, couch and sofa, 沙发基本上差异不大，都是指沙发的意思。So couch potato, 所谓的沙发马铃薯呢，就是指喜欢懒懒的窝在沙发上面看电视的人。那 Anthony 看 Helen, 他整天赖在沙发上，就叫他不要再当沙发马铃薯了。
Anthony also says,I need your help with something.
Yeah, 原来呢 ,Anthony 其实是有事想要请 Helen 帮忙。那需要帮助的时候我们可以说 need help, 那再用一个介系词 with, 加上需要帮忙的事情。所以比方说如果你写作业遇到瓶颈了需要求助的时候你就可以说 I need help with my homework. Can you help me?
Of course. And Helen says,Okay, okay. And when we use two okays like that, we're usually saying like, okay, okay, all right, I'll do it so you stop bothering me. Yeah. And then she asks, what is it?
Okay, so okay, okay, 重复两次感觉就是有点不情愿。那 Helen 就问说，那你到底需要帮忙什么呢？
And Anthony says, I have to give a presentation at work tomorrow.So a presentation is where you have to stand up and give a talk about something in front of people, often using pictures, charts, and other videos, things like that. You're trying to introduce an idea or tell people about something new and so on. Now this is at work, so it's going to be in Anthony's office during his work hours.
好啦 ,presentation, 它是一个名词是报告呈现或者是发表可能是演说或者是论文之类的。那我们会说 give a presentation, 就是上台报告的意思。You might have to give a presentation in class,
yep.
or at work,、
mm-hmm.
就是我们会在课堂上 in class, 或者是在公司 at work 进行发表。So Anthony will be giving a presentation at work, but why does he need Helen's help?
Well, he says, let me practice on you. Oh. Now, here we see the first word power word for today, the verb practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E, practice. Let's check it out. To practice means to do an activity, often regularly, in order to improve your skill or to prepare for a test. For example,Our teacher wants us to practice speaking English in our free time. Our teacher wants us to practice speaking English in our free time.
Practice 就是动词，它是练习的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是，我们老师希望我们在闲暇时间练习说英文。So you can practice the violin, 练小提琴、mm-hmm. or practice your English skills, 磨练你的英文能力。那 practice 呢，也可以当名词哦。像我们说的 practice makes perfect, 就是练习才能够造就完美。那在这边呢 ,Anthony 于是就拜托 Helen 说让我拿你来练习一下吧 ,let me practice on you.
So next we see that Anthony gives a presentation on his computer, so he uses that to show all the pictures while he talks.
所以接下来呢 ,Anthony 他就用电脑把报告顺过一遍给 Helen 看啦。
After that, he asks Helen, What did you think?
What did you think? 那一般呢，我们要询问对方的心得或者是意见的时候啊，我们就会问说 What do you think? 或是 What did you think? 那这边呢 ，Anthony 他就问 Helen 说，哎，你觉得怎么样呢
？Helen tells him there's too much writing.
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's now time for our next word power word, the noun writing. W-R-I-T-I-N-G.Again, W-R-I-T-I-N-G, writing. Let's find out what it means. So writing is words that have been written or printed. Somebody writes it, that's their writing, and then you read their writing. Here's another example. My eyes are getting worse. I can't read the writing on the screen. My eyes are getting worse. I can't read the writing on the screen.
动词W-R-I-T-E, write, 就是写的意思。那去掉它的 E, 再加上一个 ING, 就会变成名词 writing, 是写下或者印出的文字的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是啊，我的视力越来越糟糕了，我读不出荧幕上面的字啊。那一个人的字，如果他写得很丑的时候，你就可以说 Your writing is hard to read, 你的字也太难读了吧。Writing 呢，也可以指任何书面形式的文字，比方说 put your ideas in writing, 就是把你的想法、你的 idea 打出来或者是写出来的意思。那回到课文啦 ，Helen 觉得 Anthony 的报告他的文字部分是太多了。
And Helen has more for Anthony. She says, you need more pictures. Mm. After all, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Aha.
Now here she uses this phrase, after all. We've got another better phrase in a sec. Mm. But after all, we kind of use this to add information that shows that what you have just said is true.
Mm. So after all, 就是毕竟或者是追根究底。那通常呢，它是用在结尾或者是用来强调一段刚刚说的话。那比方说 don't just say it, do it. 不要只用说的，要用做的。After all, action speaks louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
毕竟呢，做而言不如起而行嘛。Okay, so now we see another idiom, right?There, right?
Yes, we do. It's a picture is worth 1,000 words. This is the idea that it might take a long time to explain or describe something to someone, but if you show them it with a picture, they'll understand it at once. Pictures can give us a great deal of information and extra details. That's why we put pictures and videos in the news.It's also good for presentations, as it helps people to understand ideas without having to read everything.
Yeah, 那太多的文字 PPT 总是让人想睡觉嘛。所以这边的 Helen 她就建议说，你需要放多一点的图片。毕竟 a picture is worth 1,000 words, 就是一幅好图胜过千言万语。Worth 这个字就是值得的意思，或者是价值相当的意思。So the show was worth the waiting, 就是指那场秀让所有的等待都值得。那么 a picture is worth 1,000 words, 就是一张图和一千个文字价值相当。那你与其放一千个字，你还不如就放一张图，简单又明了嘛。This is all really helpful for Anthony.
Yes, and he says, good point. I'll make some changes.Here, the word point means an idea, opinion, or piece of information that is said or written.
Anthony 就觉得哦，说得好耶，他也觉得好像需要做一点调整。那 point 呢，在这边是指说法或者是提出的观点。所以如果你觉得哎，别人说的好像不错啊，你就可以说 oh, good point, 或是 sounds great, 或是 good idea.Sounds like Helen has a lot of good points here.
Yes, but she also wants to know what all this is for, so she asks, why are you giving this talk?
Helen 虽然提出了不错的建议，但她其实还不是很明白这个报告的用意到底是什么。所以这边呢，她把 talk 这个字变成名词，演讲的意思。所以她直接问 Anthony 说，为什么需要进行这场报告，这场演说呢？ So why does he have to give this talk?
Anthony tells her, an important manager will be in the office tomorrow.
Ooh.
So we have a couple of word power words to look at here. And the first one is manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R. Manager, it's a noun, and it's also a person. Let's look at it. A manager is someone whose job is to organize and control the work of a business or an organization, or just a part of that business or organization. Here's an example. The customer would like to speak to the manager about some problems. The customer would like to speak to the manager about some problems.
Manager 它是一个名词，它是经理的意思。所以刚刚的例句是，这名顾客想要揪一些问题和经理谈谈。那一个 OK， 他在餐厅那最常听到的一句话就是 I want to speak to the manager， 叫你们经理出来，我要跟他说说。那 manager 这个字呢，是由 manage 这个动词来的，它指的是管理。So you can manage your money， 就是管好你的钱。Manage your employee， 就是管好你的员工，或者是 manage your company， 管理的公司。And you said there was another word power word in that sentence, right?
Yep, and it's the noun.Office, O-F-F-I-C-E, office, which is another noun. Let's check it out. An office is a room or part of a building in which people work, especially sitting at desks with computers and phones and so on. And it's usually as a part of a business or some other organization. Here's an example. The last person to leave the office must turn off all the lights.The last person to leave the office must turn off all the lights.
Office 是一个名词，它是办公室的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是，最后一个离开办公室的人要必须要把所有的灯都关掉哦。那我们常听到的 OL 知道是什么吗？其实它就是 office lady， 办公室女子的意思，那也就是指女性上班族。那邮局的英文知道怎么讲吗？Post office, 没错 ,post office 就是邮局，它就是管理邮件的办公室的意思。So, Anthony's presentation is quite important.
Yes, he also says something about this manager. He tells us, she's a big fish.
What? But is she really a fish?
Of course not. The idiom, a big fish, means someone who is important and has a lot of influence. Mm. They're often the most important person in their department or even company.
Anthony 刚刚说的并不是指他的经理真的是一条大鱼哦。Big fish 在这里是指一个团体里面占有举足轻重地位的人物。那 big fish 这个词呢，英文里面也常常接上 in a small pond， 在一个小池子里面。所以在小池子里面的大鱼是什么意思呢？顾名思义，就是指小地方里面的大人物。所以如果你要说有一名歌手，他在一个小村庄里非常的红的话，你就可以说 The singer is a big fish in a small pond. Okay, so the manager is a big fish in Anthony's company. That makes sense. That's why his presentation is that important. Well, and that's the end of the first part of today's article, so it's time to go to today's Magic Box.
Magic Box! 找亮点
Hello everyone, I'm Emily. 今天呢，我们要来聊聊三种状态的说法，分别是在工作、在学校以及在课堂上。那为什么会特别提这三种呢？因为呢，他们其实都有特别搭配的介系词哦。你如果一不小心说错的话，就会有一点糗。那先来谈谈在工作 at work 吧。那通常呢，会来用来讲说某一个人他在他工作的地方，比如说我可能得在我妈妈上班的时候呢，打电话到他工作的地方，那这时候我可能就会跟他说 Mom, I'm sorry to call you at work, but this is important. Mom, I'm sorry to call you at work, but this is important. 妈妈很抱歉在你上班的时候打电话给你，但这件事情呢很重要。那他接起电话的时候呢，很可能就会问我一句话 Did you get into trouble at school? Did you get into trouble at school? 咦，你是不是在学校闯了什么祸呀？那 那这里有没有注意到我所使用的介系词都是什么呢？没错，就是 at work 跟 at school。 不过接下来呢，我所要使用的介系词可就不太一样了。面对我妈的问题呢，我就会说 No, I didn't get into trouble at school. I'm in class now. I forgot to bring my homework. No, I didn't get into trouble at school. I'm in class now. I forgot to bring my homework. 我才没有惹上麻烦嘞，我现在在上课，偷偷打给你，我忘了带作业，需要请你带来啦。那注意到呢，表达在课堂上，我是说 I'm in class, 而不是 I'm at class 哦。所以呢，最后再复习一次 at work, 在工作 at school, 在学校In class, 在课堂上，千万不要搞混啦。那最后呢，来一个小测验考考大家，你要怎么说，如果 Mark 不是在学校，那他一定是在上班呢？
The answer is, if Mark is not at school, he must be at work. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it, it's review time, 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so in our wrap-up game, I'm going to give you an idiom challenge.
Okay, I'll take it then.
I'll give you an idiom, and then I'll give you three possible meanings. I want you to tell me the correct one. So the idiom is, let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Let the cat out of the bag. So, does it mean A, to save someone from a dangerous situation?B, tell someone something that should be a secret. Or C, make a big mess in the middle of the floor.
Let me see. When you let the cat out of the bag, it sounds like you have hidden the cat in the bag and then you reveal it.
Yes.
So I think it's B, to tell someone something that should be a secret.
That is absolutely correct. To let the cat out of the bag means reveal something you shouldn't really say. You go, oh, I've just let the cat out of the bag. I've spilled the beans. Another means exactly the same. I've told someone a secret. Okay, that's all we've got time for today. But join us again tomorrow for part two of A Room Full of Idioms. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
A Room Full of Idioms.
Look at this picture of a room. How many idioms do you see in this picture? Couch potato. Helen is lying on the couch. Anthony walks in the room.
Hey, stop being a couch potato. I need your help with something.
Okay. What is it?
I have to give a presentation at work tomorrow. Let me practice on you.
A picture is worth a thousand words. Anthony gives a presentation on his computer.
What did you think?
There's too much writing. You need more pictures. After all, a picture is worth a thousand words.
Good point. I'll make some changes.
A big fish.
Why are you giving this talk?
An important manager will be in the office tomorrow. She's a big fish.
Practice. Our teacher wants us to practice speaking English in our free time.Writing. My eyes are getting worse. I can't read the writing on the screen. Manager.The customer will like to speak to the manager about some problems. Office. The last person to leave the office must turn off all the lights. The last person to leave the office must turn off all the lights.